Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
What are the chances that a young man from Philadelphia who had set his mind on becoming a handyman like his father should become one of Christianity's greatest minds of the 20th century? Who am I talking about? None other than Francis Schaeffer. The Schaeffers were perhaps among the most unlikely to become great Christians from our past. Francis did not boast great academic achievements, and neither he nor his wife Edith claimed to be great writers, yet their 30 books have sold millions of copies. So what were they like? To start with, they were an unlikely couple. Francis was the only child of a working-class couple in Philadelphia, and growing up, books were a rarity. Edith was born in China to Chinese missionaries. Her father was a seminary graduate who enjoyed Greek and Hebrew. When Francis was 20 and Edith was 17, they both chanced to wander into a Christian Endeavor meeting in Philadelphia. The speaker was a former church member who had become a Unitarian. His subject was, "How I Know That Jesus Is Not the Son of God," and "How I Know That the Bible Is Not the Word of God." At the close of the lecture, Edith leaped to her feet, but Francis beat her to the challenge. Francis boldly challenged the speaker's position. As soon as he had finished, Edith stood up and gave the speaker both barrels. Afterward, Francis asked Edith if he could take her home, and that was the beginning of a lifelong relationship for Francis and Edith Schaeffer.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, georgeandlorraine.com.